Chapter 34. It's a half hour till midnight. These great and flightless birds, they come only out in the dark of an eclipse. They love to pick the ground for exotic grains from this alternative world while they're here, like tourists. The song of their call is like wooden flutes being played underground. They have great, strong beaks. They look like they could crack a door open. They are truly unique, powerful, squat, and muscular birds with great beaks. I would like to have my own beak, my own beacon in front of me. I could stash things inside of it. My voice would be amplified with a hollow reverb, a woody sound you make look around, spin around, and hey, that's me, motherfucker. Rolls, rose, nose, no clothes in the meadows. Crescent moon like a sharpened spoon, and there's no more room in the end for your liquor and your zen. Coffee leaves marks in the dark. Rats chase cats. Two other rats wearing headphones at last. In the nighttime, right here, super clean Skype go, wondering now like a waffle with eyebrows. Go home tonight. Go lick my cock. Go write your name in a sigil of chalk. Go more than you've got nothing. There's nothing wrong with antlers on your head. And though you feel full neighborhood of dread, those fuckers are actually pretty bad, and I deserve whatever fear they get. Fight them if you get a chance. Fight them, don't like them. You've got to incite them to kill themselves and mass make room for the good and the fish of wood. Make room for the wash, for the map. Make room for the flat mammoth, the mamushka. Flat mammoth manifest. Still rooms are grasslands. Go write your name with chalk. The rains will wash it down. The storm will kill everything. Bring the new again. This is the curse of living too long. You never should have been here. Our ancestors didn't go this long. And there's a reason for that. The soul can only take so much. I ran my dick through your purity. I coughed up cough syrup all over you and me. I am disconnected phone, won't go ignore me in my homeland. It's gonna be a grand handstand when I'm done. I extended handstand by the fountain. I felt like Jesus waving his hands above the mountain. People, they all shout, and they wear shrouds like I like to rub against. I'll let the masses suck my dick. But you only get 30 seconds. Then you gotta move along. There's a lot of people queued up for my schlong. Some of the cutest ones are wearing apples. Some of the sweetest ones are human welcome mats. Then I moved to the land of broken glass. High real ghost call like coyote calls. And a single crack of a distant rifle. It's a half hour till midnight. Chapter 35. There's no ace like foam. Puddle me out in liquid shout shroud. Funnel me up like sticky butter. Announce me like a coming plague. Walk barefoot across the field of traffic tickets, and I'm gonna beg on my legs. Crucify me up like a photograph record playing satanic messages backwards for a church of hungover weirdos. All caught up in the fruity, flavored, shiny lies. Wrap them around your neck like some professional dick time. All salty flavor. Go to the fair with cotton candy hair. Love Soda Bath Aftermath. And I'm not having it. I'm gonna run away and join the circuit. All these and nitwits get their dicks cocked, and there's nothing you can do about it but laugh while eating another moon full of giraffes. My headache is a friend. Someone cuts the pressure among the nerves. Cut out large sections of memory and life muscle memory with each swipe of your country music ass wipe. There's no place like foam. My welcome mat is infected with ticks. My clock doesn't work because I filled it full of chalk. Muscle memory devices into spinning disc of oblivion with opinions flipping out and changing before they hit the ground. It's sad. It's mad. It's a spiky welcome mat. It's a fat chance you'll ever get beyond dinner with these sloppy forks. It's a place to lay your head that won't make your neck fall out of alignment. Chapter 36. Death to the Great Alarm. Take these grams with you, take a nap in a zoo, you know what to do, take the light out of the puppy's eyes. You can snatch all kinds of diamonds, you're very wise. You know the scarecrow and the plow the allowed. You stick your dick in the wastelands and you shake it around. You're nobody's clown. They spoke with you, then they frown. You've got antlers on, you're really getting down. That floppy shroud all soaking in the wind. You must have been swimming because it's see-through now. The new street view, repellent, transparent, meat spew. Cheddar Wake, the Fantasy Fest Frost Kit. Neon pizza stand in the unknown land. Writing grand, I can build monuments to myself. Design a kinky dynamite super else. Who got pockets beyond the known? Make my nachos out of hope. Mercury of tangent cloud in underground chamber. Worry remains. Cement wonderland. Kinda dirty, but pretty when I do a handstand. Coming up the hole, screaming at the moon out of control. You are a parable new. Nude, new, bile blue. The phone that make me go on. Got limbs, all sever them. Pasted with you. Wearing other people's alarms on my back. It's a good take. That going to read the cat. Going to be the night with my bucket full of Skype. Bucket full of kites. Chapter 40. I collect morning dew with an eyedropper. The regal land of shattered ham, country packed with snow, where they can ride walls into the night, with a plan call to make people show her, shiver and vomit with right. This is the greasy lease that made me want to be free. This is the garbled go-dad. Goes she's gripped these. This is the land where you don't take anymore. This is the place where we put resin on our faces. Sticky smears. And I live in this lonely little clover. Under the trees. Where I collect morning dew with an eyedropper. I'll sell small bottles of it for a week's worth of food. Scale up the mountains with my dick out. I live in Wonderland. I live in the clover. I live all over their mouth, and I'm never going back. All over the map and off the track, and I'll never go back. There's nothing I lack that can't be obtained while going down the road forever and stealing what remains. Whatever feels my ride, whatever sighs on my cyanide. Whatever meat kettle brews moods, what dark and desperately dynasty eats, sleeps in the street of their own needs. Itchy, itchy people sleeping in the car, tangle my bones with pleasant phone tones. Keep my brain in a jar, but put some antlers on top. Got a brain cleanser to pull out your thoughts and spread them on the wall. Gonna fuck that hole where once was your skull. Go fuck yourself. Unite twisty unborn bow tie off the scarecrow now. Skull fuckers unite. Freak the tweak, the world is unique when you wear it like a beak. The tension between the box in my thoughts, which lies somewhere without of it. The constant friction, the tension, you know, you got to be in the suspension. You're going little bit to the other road, and you know that's not allowed. We got a way to make you bow about the house. When the noon goes dark with your twisted thoughts, lunch is suspended, and all the cops wearing suspenders and cooking up black hands in a blender. Black lungs matter for the cannibals in control of the bank. Brittle festivals, a tangle of tickles in the meadow, electronic neurosis calendar. Tangible cheddar mannequin, blue field strings, strokes by pillows. And there's a blister, the cock in the car beyond the super neon binge on the beach. I found a ticket to a festival on a beach. It was for a small, distant town. A countdown of what matters. The cherry, the red cherry glowing in the pipe. To smoke what comes out of it, that's what matters. Sweet fruits that naturally grown, moaning, glowing. Superfruit that grows in the ground. And we make it, we eat it now. And that's what matters. The art which makes us laugh in the dark, that's what matters. The sleep beyond all, the sleep is what we need. To sleep to draw us back to the sea and seep into this universe which is divided. Which is the afterlife? Our dreams is the afterlife scene. Try to profit to off it and try to make your dreams and hold them. If you can, become lucid, then go lucid. Because that's what you need to go into the dreams of the afterlife so you can mold your laughter life and make it. With a dream and dreams, you have a reflection of the afterlife you will have. The church is full of clocks. They sound an alarm if you try to come in there. Some people, by their very nature, are not fucking welcome. That's you, buddy. That be you. Some people are never welcome. The welcome mat will explode and erase your face. You're not welcome here. You're not welcome here. A church and its people will do worse to you. Hang you from the fucking rafter. People, you're not welcome here, buddy. You're not welcome here. How much money you got? Not enough. Not a lot. You're not welcome here, buddy. Get the fuck out of here. Bratwurst nuggets for the world. Throw them out to the parade. Masquerade being mad, and it's with hearts made of clay. Neat math fossil cakes. Inflatable room balloon. Yodel beyond the rainbow mental thirst through the forest of gnats. Copper gloves press against hard-boiled shoulders. A series of loud roars. An idiotic grin. Death to the great alarm. Death, 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 the grim death. Now, this is over. Let's finish around again for another day. Let me know I'm scratching your name with my antlers, strapped to my head in the pure and virgin snow. Is anybody else around? This whole neighborhood has moved out. Empty fields and two houses with the lights off. Maybe they're there, but they're dead. Dead in their homes, who knows? Some houses still have cars parked in front. But there's never lights, never activities. Just cicadas and crickets. The leather flap of bat wings unseen. Insects and the calls of nightbirds. Is this the festival of the damned? I'm here alone. Damn, I could be damned by you and by them. Damned by you, down to buy them. Damned by spam. Super ultimate triplet account damned. Damn, slap this lamp damned. Rotor kit for it. Totally dead and AM super ultimately damned. This damned and cross the river. Place this damned alone on the phone and go sketching this damned Christbone phone. All alone with you, moaning the god damned damned. It's also fuck you, you know? What is it, no luck, you know? There's a husk that was us. You know, a husk that was us, you know? Was super burger goblin, a grilled cheese macaroni spigot, not a cheese menu. The kitten continues the clusterfuck cuddle, cluster. The fuck nut supervisor. The video screen that presses against your crotch. All that is lost, it will never be found. I've got my Ocho sketches. These are all underground now. Already have a shower and it's made of popcorn. My love with you checked if you munch on it. I go to bars late at night and take my shirt off. Not naked underneath. Eat my beef, you know. Press this into your belief. Chapter 37. With hands full of chalk. The room is covered in bed mattresses from one end to the other. We're smoking lots of joints. It's a party. Many of the cute girls are topless and unashamed. Other lovely breath of word turned to ring the fold. Good times, drinking space beer. This beer empties from the bottom up rather than top down, and it really gets you going. One space beer, it's hard to walk. As we make our way around the block, stumbling, drifting, giggling walk, which takes us through a grade school with hands full of chalk. To the floor of the gym, then we just walk across the floor during some kind of public exposition that's going on. I fall a couple times, varying on the screen. And we come clean, machine, future meme. Clean-cut hippies, topless on these mattresses. They've got lots of pie and cheese. It's in the refrigerator, and they are very generous with their constant will, world, and smoke a joint circulating around the world. Burn holes in the mattresses. These lovely, delightful people, the future young and vibrant. The girls are sexy, and I fucked a few of them. Good times. I feel like I'm living in the future when I'm over there. Hell, I even wonder how we get along. You know, I really don't have that cultural superiority, and I still have fleshy mortal knees. They seem to understand, from their superior command, my inadequacies. This futurist society, perhaps I am the speck, a little bit of what made them what they are. Or maybe I'm just a brain in a jar. Just the brain, preserved to live and nurtured in fluid that floats in it. Floats, haunts you hard, just to prey on it, and you probably know this aspect of this life, and I live so long, has any validity. It just some things and then random templates, like randomly, sets the rules thrown at me.
Chapter 38. Delicious and unique. It was buried across the field, across the street, all day long, all these tens of thousands of years. A great ziggurat, the greatest ruin in all of North America. What is more wondrous is, it was made several hundred years in our future. Parts of it still operating. Archaeologists went in there and found a wedding cake room with all these beautiful multi-tiered wedding cakes as fresh as the day they were cooked, which seems to be about 24,000 years ago. Delicious and unique. And there are several hundred thousand rooms in the sprawling complex. There's a chance the engines, if properly fueled and repaired, and picked the best place this craft, this great ziggurat, can fly up into space. It's got tens of thousands of interstellar presets just waiting to be explored. There's endless warehouse rooms full of food and drink as fresh as the day it was put there, maybe 24,000 years ago. This is why it became a pivotal place during the society breakdown, revolution, catastrophe, some vague event plague. Survivors congregated to this great ziggurat.